Acts, chapter 1.
The previous account, which I wrote,
O Theophilus, that is, friend of God, was concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was received up, after he had given instructions to the ones he sent out, whom he had chosen through the Holy Spirit. He also showed himself to them as being alive after his sufferings, with many evidences, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the things concerning the kingdom of God. And being there together with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard about from me. For John, on one hand, immersed, that is, baptized in water, but you, on the other hand, will be immersed in the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. They therefore, when they were together, asked him, saying, Lord, will you restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? And he replied to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses, that is, martyrs, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were watching, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were gazing intently towards the heavens after his departure, look, two men stood near them in shining white clothing, who said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand there gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus, who was received up from you into the heavens, will come back in the same way as you saw him going into the heavens. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And when they got there, they went up to the upper chamber where they were staying. These included Peter and John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, that is, son of Tholomew, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all, with one passion, continued diligently in prayer with the women, Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days Peter stood up in the middle of the disciples, which was a group of about 120 people gathered together, and said, Men and brethren, it was necessary that the Scripture would be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit predicted by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was part of our number and received his portion in this service. Now a field was bought with the wages of this man's sin, and he, while trying to hang himself, fell down head first, split open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And this became known to all who lived in Jerusalem, so much so that in their language that field was called Akeldama, that is, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his dwelling become desolate, and let no one live there, and let another take his place. That's a quote from Psalm 69, verse 25, and Psalm 109, verse 8. Therefore, of the men who have been with us the entire time that the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day that he was received up from us, of these, one of them must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they put forward two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, that is, son of Sabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which of these two is the one whom you have chosen to take part in this service and commission, which Judas abandoned so that he might go to his own place. And they drew straws, and the result indicated Matthias, and so he was included with the 11 sent ones. This is the end of Acts, chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.